Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Hope that you are doing well on today. I hope that you enjoy your resurrection day, that you had a good time with friends and family, but most importantly, that you remember that it was about the raising up, the getting up of Jesus Christ, that we might have life and life more abundantly, that he came and died for us, and on the third day he rose, and we thank him for it, that we are covered by his blood, we are sanctified, set apart, we have been made free, we have been bought back by his blood, and we thank him for it. So I hope that you enjoyed your day, but that you were put into remembrance about Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today and I bless your name. I just thank you for what you are doing in our lives. I thank you for keeping us as only you can. I thank you, Lord, for giving us life and breath. I thank you, Lord, for your magnificent, life-changing, sanctifying, freely given word in the name of Jesus, and that we have the opportunity to study it, have an opportunity to live it, and may you bless us by it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go back over to John chapter 16. We had left off on verse 2, and we're going to read that. It says, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service." And we had left off on that on Friday. And Jesus is talking, he's saying that, he's telling the disciples, he's warning them of persecution. And he's saying that you're going to be put out the synagogues and they are going to kill you and they're going to think that they're doing God's service. Let's go to verse 3. "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." Let's go over to the book of Acts. And the book of Acts, starting chapter 8, we're going to read verse 1 of chapter 8. And this is about Saul of Tarsus before his name became Paul, before his conversion. And they had just killed Stephen, which was a martyr for Christ. He was an awesome man of God, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they stoned him. And let's read verse 1 of chapter 8. "And Saul was consenting unto his death," unto Stephen's death. "And at that time there was a great persecution that arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Now, I love that because even though they were being persecuted, wherever they went, they preached the word. And so in John chapter 16, it's talking about a time will come that they're going to be persecuted and people are going to kill them because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And when we went over to the book of Acts, Stephen had just died. Let's read a little bit about Stephen. Stephen was an awesome man, like I mentioned before. So let's look a little bit at Acts chapter 6, and we're going to look at 8 and 9. Acts 6, 8 and 9, and it says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and Syrians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen." So it says right here, this is after Jesus had died, there were certain men of the synagogue that came to dispute the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they were disputing with Stephen, but Stephen was full of power and he was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, let's fast forward to 2015. We have, and we just read a little bit of the book of Acts, where Saul, before he became Paul, was persecuting the church. Stephen was a martyr for the church. He had gave the testimony of Jesus Christ, and he was telling them, no doubt, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Jesus lives, and that they had crucified him. And he was telling them in chapter 6, 7, and 8 all about who Jesus was and how they were at fault for his death. But now Jesus has risen. They were upset with Stephen. They stoned him. Now in 2015, we have some recent stories about persecution. We have one just last week with these Christians in school in Kenya. And I want to say, I think that the number was 127 have died. And they went in the school. What's being reported is they went into the school and said, "Are you a Christian?" If people profess Christianity, they were shot and killed. This is 2015. That's in another country. But we have here, even in the States, persecution. There is a slow but lethal movement towards outing Christianity. Just putting it out, that trying to water down laws, water down beliefs and conviction in order to bring in a new agenda, a new satanic regime that's coming in order to deny Jesus Christ and deny the resurrection. Because if you deny the resurrection, then you deny that we, his children, have been raised up, that we have been redeemed. If you deny that he didn't get up, that means we're still dead in our sins. And then that means that all are sinners and then we're all hopeless. But that is a lie. There is a Jesus. He has come back. He has risen from the dead. He rose on the third day and he is due to come back and take his saints with him. And we shall be caught up in the rapture. But in the meantime, while we are still here, we need to do what the church was doing over in the book of Acts. Even though they were being persecuted, it says in verse 4 of chapter 8 of Acts, therefore, even though they were being scattered abroad and Saul was hauling them into prison, men and women that were professing Jesus Christ, they were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the word. So actually that just dispersed them to all parts of the world preaching the gospel. And if you go over to Matthew, that's the Great Commission, Matthew 28. That's the Great Commission, to take it everywhere. Take that gospel everywhere. Matthew 28. Jesus says, starting at verse 19, Matthew 28:19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach," means make disciples, "all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost," which is Jesus, "teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world," or the end of the age. So we are to teach and preach the gospel regardless. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke. We need to do all of that if we are trying to save souls. And that's what it's about. It's about the saving of souls. That's the reason why Jesus got up on the third day. He rose that we might live also. Amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me as we continue in the book of John. I love you. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. There is a God. He is for you and he is not against you. Amen. Believe in him and trust in him. Read your word and believe God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.